This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zana Vastula with the news, the headlines first. With 25 days remaining for polls, Election Commission briefs national observer organizations on election practices, management and code of conduct. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial says strong security arrangements are ensured for March 5 elections. Nepal to face England today in ICC Men's T20 World Cup. And Ukrainian president says US wants Russia and Ukraine to end war by June. Now the news in detail. With 25 days remaining for the House of Representatives election, the District Election Office Kathmandu has warned against the misuse of social media and online media to violate voter confidentiality. The office said such acts breach the Election Code of Conduct 2082 and legal action will be taken if the violations continue. It reminded political parties and candidates that election campaigning is permitted only 17 days before polling day after the final list of candidates is published. Despite repeated notices, the office said some parties and candidates are still involved in early campaigning and attempts to influence voters and urged strict compliance with the Election Code of Conduct. The Election Commission organized an orientation for national election observer organizations at the Commission office yesterday. During the program, participants were briefed on the concept and practices of election observation in Nepal, the overall management of House of Representatives elections, as well as provisions of the Election Code of Conduct. The program was attended by chiefs and representatives of 37 national observer organizations. According to the Commission, a total of 37 national observer organizations and 3 international observer organizations have received permission to observe the March 5th polls. In the program, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari stressed that election observers must have a proper understanding of Nepal's constitution and electoral laws. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has said that strong security arrangements have been made for the March 5th election. Talking to media persons after receiving information about the election security and implementation of the Code of Conduct at the office of the Chief Returning Officer yesterday, the Home Minister said that the government is committed to making strong security arrangements to hold the election in a fearless environment. Similarly, during a visit to Nuwakot to assess election security, Home Minister Arial highlighted the importance of election police in ensuring a peaceful election environment. After observing election police training at the district police office in Nuwakot, he noted that although they are volunteers, they play a key role in keeping voters disciplined and accountable. The Nepal police have deployed over 133,000 election police nationwide, while the armed police force has recruited around 15,000. The government has banned the use of drones in the upcoming elections. According to the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Central Security Committee has decided to prohibit drone use during the March 5 elections. Spokesperson at the Ministry Ananda Kafle said that the security agencies are strengthening monitoring of social media misuse through a newly established high-tech police unit. Authorities are also tracking the spread of false, misleading and hateful content that violates the Election Code of Conduct. He added that security mechanisms have been instructed to ensure effective election security, identify vulnerable polling stations and take action against anti-election activities. The meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Working Committee is going to take place virtually today. Issuing a press statement yesterday, Nepali Congress Central Office Acting Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Dulal shared that the meeting is slated for 8:30 a.m. today. Acting Chief Secretary Dulal further shared that during the meeting, participants are scheduled to deliberate on Congress House of Representatives Election Mobilization Directive and the Congress Public Program Management Directives. Furthermore, discussion on formation of central disciplinary committee is also expected in the meeting. In preparation for the Mahashivaratri festival, cleaning has been carried out in the Pashupati area. The Mahashivaratri is being observed on February 15th this year. In the 665th week of the Bagmati cleaning campaign, cleaning was carried out at Pasupati's Surya Ghat, Arya Ghat and Ram Temple areas in preparation for the Mahashivaratri. Due to the increased garbage observed along the Bagmati river bank from Bhameshwar Ghat to the dam, the committee has agreed to clean it using a bulldozer. Veteran actor Sunil Thapa passed away yesterday at the age of 68. According to Mohan Nirola, president of the Film Artist Association, Thapa died of a heart attack. The late actor was acting in both Nepali and Indian films for a long time. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has expressed profound grief over the untimely demise of Sunil Thapa, a popular actor in the sector of Nepali cinema. Now a sports news update. Nepal is set to take on England in T20 World Cup today at Mumbai's Wankhede Stadium. Co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, this is Nepal's third T20 World Cup appearance and second in a row. Led by Captain Rohit Kumar Podel, Nepal will be aiming to reach the knockout stage for the first time. Nepal are placed in a tough Group C alongside England, West Indies, Scotland and Italy with all of group matches scheduled at Wankhede Stadium. Similarly, New Zealand is facing Afghanistan and Sri Lanka is facing the Ireland in the scheduled matches today. The tournament began yesterday with Pakistan facing the Netherlands in the opening match in Colombo. In the first match yesterday, Pakistan defeated Netherlands by 3 wickets. Likewise, in the second match, West Indies defeated Scotland by 35 runs and in the third match, India won against USA by 29 runs. India have won the Under-19 SAAF Women's Championship title. India defeated the defending champions Bangladesh by 4-0 in the final match held at the International Football Stadium in Pokhara yesterday. The championship, which began on January 31, featured teams from Nepal, India, Bangladesh and Bhutan. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the United States wants the war with Russia to end by June. According to the BBC, Zelensky said both Ukraine and Russia have been invited to the United States for talks next week, possibly in Miami, and Ukraine has confirmed its participation. Meanwhile, Russia has continued large-scale attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, causing widespread power outages during freezing conditions. Ukrainian officials say more than 400 drones and 40 missiles were launched, damaging power plants and substations in several regions. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mist at a few places in the Tarai region today. Likewise, the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces will be partly cloudy while the rest of the country will remain mainly fair. With the partial influence of westerly wind in Nepal, there is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. With 25 days remaining for polls, Election Commission briefs national observer organizations on election practices, management and code of conduct. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial says strong security arrangements are ensured for March 5 elections. Nepal to face England today in ICC Men's T20 World Cup. And Ukrainian president says US wants Russia and Ukraine to end war by June. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.